Okay, is...
Case seven?
Yes, okay. Ready for case number seven, 22-675.
Yeah, he's the new guy, so...
Do we know you? Do we know you?
No.
Okay. Morning, Sergeant. Afternoon, I guess, okay. Sorry, would you please state your name, position, and department you represent?
Sergeant Daniel Doyon, D-O-Y-O-N, Manchester Police Department.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Okay. Sergeant, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
The issuing authorities had 16 involvements with the applicant since between 2004 and 2022, subject to two protective orders in which weapons were seized as a result of physical domestics, failed to disclose the details of one of the protective orders, and also failed to disclose any arrests on the application.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I'm going to alert the board that I'm going to object to any testimony about the raised cases. And I think that in view of the fact that the appellant has no criminal record, they're all erased cases. And I don't see anybody here to testify. I could be wrong about the sergeant unless he personally investigated.
Did you? No, you did not. Well, that makes it a bit difficult.
Can I just, so in your opening you said the failure to list?
So he was arrested 6 months prior to part of it was to disclose details of protective orders.
And where?
I'm sorry, I apologize. It was which quarter issued the order. I apologize.
I see.
Yeah, he did put the Manchester Superior
okay,
Court.
So,
I apologize.
Okay.
Just that was a mistake on my part.
Okay. And was failure to list arrests also?
Yeah. So.
Okay. So are there arrests he should have listed, but have been that he? Does other arrests that have convictions that he should have listed on the application?
No, not that had convictions.
Okay, so what should he have listed then, if he could have?
Well, then my misunderstanding then the. Just said arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction, so maybe my mistake.
So keep going down. Okay. Keep going down. Read the rest.
Okay. Charge or commission. Okay. Understood.
So having reviewed that.
So do you have anything to present?
Nothing new.
Not nothing new. Is there anything?
Apparently not.
For us, King, this case is closed.
Well, I could help, but I don't know if I.
It was 35 days from the time the first or the last protective order ended to the time of application, so it was denied based on the condition of where we thought the person was, the applicant was at. So if that makes sense.
So he applied 30 days.
35 days from the time the protective
order
expired
okay.
to the application being submitted, the new one, to reinstate the permit.
Was it a new application or reinstate? Because this is a new application.
The new application.
The new application.
Sorry.
Yep.
Well, the only, you can call the appellant as a witness.
I'm sorry.
You can call the appellant as a witness. I mean, I'm sure he's going to do that, but you have a protective order with charges listed on it that's not erased.
Correct.
And did you ever call the complainant and ask him about the cases?
No.
Did anyone from Manchester call and try to get some details of the cases?
Not to my knowledge. No, they would just the review of the case reports.
Okay.
You don't
know, if we could take a short break on this case, I might be able to resolve a couple of things with the sergeant out in the hall.
I'm all for that.
That'd be good. Works for me.
Okay.
All right.
Water bill.
This case will be temporarily recessed.
I'll be right back.